What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, but isn't it fair to say, because Shador hasn't gotten any reps with the ones. I know he's getting some of the twos now, but is it fair to say as you're trying to get this quarterback situation narrowed down here, you get deeper into camp, that he hasn't gotten reps now, he probably won't get any?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into specifics on the players and, you know, where they're getting reps and those type of things. He's working extremely hard, like all those guys are. We're still not yet through the installation schedule. We're still just introducing 2-minute yesterday. We'll introduce some different distances today, situationally, so I wouldn't really think much past that.
See, that's why Daryl's one of the best in the business. Did you text him to ask him that question?
I didn't. No.
So he was just listening before, and he goes, all right, I'm going to ask him.
I would never tell Daryl or any of those esteemed journalists. You've got award winners there. Mary Kay Cabot, are you kidding me?
I love that guy.
I would never tell them or even suggest to them.
I could hug Daryl right now.
How to do their job. But it just so happens that exactly what we had been talking about here on 92.3 The Fan, our Browns beat reporter on 92.3 The Fan steps up. He didn't ask.
Darryl
he didn't ask about any quarterbacks next year that might be in the draft.
He didn't ask about any quarterbacks here in the next 2 years. He asked about a quarterback right here, right now. That's what Darryl did. That's what separates Daryl Ryder. I'm going to get to another point here in a second. However, Daryl's great. I have to come out and admit, you guys, I have to get both sides of this. You argue that it's an impossible argument. It's fruitless. I don't know what we're actually accomplishing by it. But you say, well, he needs first team reps. And I said, where does it prove that he needs first team reps? I can't say he doesn't. I won't say he doesn't now because I don't know what he's done. I don't know that he hasn't done well. And then if I tell fans all the time, they have zero right to expect you to trust them. Zero. 3-14, they're under 500 as a group now. They have zero right to just expect you to trust them. They don't get that benefit of the doubt. So if you don't trust them, how am I to know that they're making the right decisions with Shador? The only thing I can say is that they didn't just draft him to kill his confidence. They're not trying to hurt his confidence. I think that there are a lot of people that they are working with right now, and you only get so much time actually out there on the field, courtesy of the CBA. And I do think that they are, and this is where the off-season stuff was so important, and he was starting behind. They are trying to win football games. Now, you guys don't care about winning football games. You've made it very clear to me, even though fans were chanting for Joe Flacco.
I did hear that.
When
I,
he came out.
I did
he
hear.
He would give you the best chance to win right now. But you guys are all telling me that you don't care about winning football games this year. So
here's some Joe Flacco love. Okay.
No, they won't be back out there. Yeah. That group.
Kept it for Luke Fourier, and he can't try out guy to this opportunity. What?
Look at laser focus Kevin Stefanski.
Boom.
He's getting grilled. Meanwhile, they're having a party out there.
He's
for Joe
lasers,
Flacco.
Man. He's all lasers.
Kept it for Luke Fourier to go for a rookie tryout guy, and he can't try out guy to this opportunity.
What? Now, was that coming from the wide receiver room? Was that Jerry Jeudy and
Jamari Thrash and Deontay Johnson, Luke Floria?
I heard Jamari
kept it for Luke Floria to go for a rookie tryout guy, minicamp tryout guy, to this opportunity. What?
Who else?
Was that Sal Cannella?
Yes, he got it right.
Was that Keyshawn Johnson?
How do you spell that?
Which don't one? Know. Was that D'Artagnan Tinsley? Well, okay, D'Artagnan Tinsley's a backup left guard. Was
Wait,
that
that's a real name?
Amani Martin? Yeah, it's
I
real.
I thought he went Key and Peele. I swear to God.
Backup left guard? Where's he from?
He is from
Murray State.
Hold on. It's in the state of Ohio.
Jack Marius?
No, he's from Cincinnati. He's from Cincinnati. D'Artagnan.
Luke Floria to go for
From Pittsburgh.
Go. Minicamp tryout guy.
By way of Delaware. That's then right. By way of Berea. He took the long route to Berea. Only took him 20
from
years.
Jersey, Philly.
I want to ask you if Shador's the only quarterback you really care about. Lima was willing to admit he was the only quarterback he really cares about. Do you guys really only care about Shador Sanders? But you just be honest with me. That's fine.
I don't think there's anything wrong. First of all, it's one thing to just have a guy you root for. We've done that. My God, the Hoyer Manziel circus.
But ultimately,
where tore the fan base apart.
Can you define care about more?
Well, like, if any of them got hurt personally, like, you can always be a human and be like, I feel bad for that guy. I mean care about, like, how well they're doing. That's what I mean by care about.
He's the one. He's the first one. I'm searching his name. All these camp days to see the throws, to see the highlight reels. I'm going to him first.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And the reason I'm doing that is because I just flat out think he can be better than the other guys. And even if he's not, like, I think his ceiling is just so much higher than Dylan Gabriel. Sorry, Kenny Pickett.
Well,
sorry.
Joe Flacco's 40. Kenny Pickett is right now and also ran, and he's also hurt. Dylan Gabriel. Here's James Rapine on Dylan Gabriel. James Rapine, Locked On Bengals, as well as Sports Illustrated. Who would you start if you were the Cleveland Browns? Who would you start at quarterback?
Shador Sanders.
Week one?
Whoa!
Well, for sure, week one. But
whoa!
Can we start by giving him some first-team reps?
No. I mean,
what the hell are you drafting him for if you're not going to give him a few reps with Jerry Jeudy?
I mean, you have him talking about how Ken Wyman doesn't care about Dylan Gabriel, doesn't think that he's going to be a good quarterback. I mean, these guys are ripping on him where it's almost to the point of it's not the same because Manziel was such a goof and Justin Gilbert ended up being a goof. I don't think that Dylan Gabriel is going to be a goof. But if you're looking at guys who are not very good, like Shador Sanders could always end up being an also-ran and a nothing in his own right. But if Dylan Gabriel ends up being an also-ran and a nothing, it's like, man, you took Dylan Gabriel in the third round? You really need to do that? Like, so many people do believe he's overdrafted. We can all be honest about when it comes to caring about how they're doing, it'd be great if Dylan Gabriel goes out there and plays well. Hey, man, that'd be great. That's fine. But I think everybody to a man believes, or the most of the people believe, that Shador Sanders is the one with the higher ceiling. He's the one that does have some star power. We can all be honest with ourselves. Dylan Gabriel is the one, or Shador Sanders is the one that we really want to see how he does. Care about's a strong word, but we got to say he's the one that we care about. Shador's the one that we care about.
Eric on X says, Daryl told Jake on overtime last night he was going to ask the question, and my man came through.
Well done there, Daryl. Well done. Now, it doesn't mean that Kenny Pickett or Dylan Gabriel can't be not the one we want, but the one we needed. We could find that out in a couple of years. But Shador right now, he's the one we want. That's all there is to it. Now, I'm not trying to hurry him up on first-team reps, but damn it, I can't make an argument against first-team reps.
Do you think he'll get any this week?
In practice?
Yeah.
It's already Wednesday.
Yeah.
They practice
They're
again
off tomorrow.
They're off tomorrow, and they practice Friday.
Friday, Saturday.
Maybe he'll get something on Friday.
I'm seeing video of Shador 40 minutes before practice doing a little bit of the Dak dance.
Oh, activating his hips?
Yeah, and he's throwing a ball against the field goal stanchion.
216-474-0092. Is Shador the only one you really care about finding out about? I don't think that that's what this season's all about. That's why when people say, well, with MJ Emerson, what does it matter? There's still guys, if you are even the worst Kevin Stefanski, Andrew Berry critic, if you really don't think that they're any good whatsoever, there still has to be a tinge in you that wants to see what MJ Emerson was going to do this year, whether or not he's going to be the future. There has to be a tinge in you, just like how many people like DeJuan Jones out there? Probably 9 out of 10 Browns fans like DeJuan Jones and the other one's a Michigan fan. If you like DeJuan Jones and you do, then you want to see how DeJuan Jones was doing this year. So DeJuan Jones, right now healthy, thank God. Hopefully he'll continue to stay that way this year. We'll see what he has. I mean, you could have still came out of the season. Yeah, you could think that they're not going to win many games. They're going to be a 4-5 win football team. But if those guys do well, it's like, okay, pay them and let's keep them and let's see what they do with somebody else. Let's see what they do with a different regime. I think that's perfectly fair and fine to say. And for Shador, I think it's perfectly fair to go, you want this season to stand for something. Remember we were having that argument earlier this morning? When was it? Was that 7:20? Was that 7:20? Yeah, that was 7:20. The Stephen Kwan, Amanda Classe argument. You want the season to stand for something. You want it to be worth your while. So if you guys, like when we were arguing about the Guardians, you can go back, 923thefan.com on the free Odyssey app. You can go back and listen to that argument where I was saying, man, it starts in the wintertime where if you're not going to add to it, you better figure out a way to make this thing better for the future. And if you're just playing out the string, people are going to be upset. Okay, if you're not going to add to the Browns right now with anything that's tangibly like a number one overall pick, this guy's going to be bona fide, boom, bust, whatever. If you're not going to do that, then the season better stand for something. So probably the season stands for the guy who has a high ceiling and a lot of questions and people want him answered. Because even if you hate him, and there's fans out there that do and hate it when we talk about Shador Sanders. Hate it. You're still curious. You still, if you think that he's terrible, you want to win the argument. Because it's nothing for you to think, hey, they're not going to be that good anyway. What the hell? And then you can quote unquote root for a real quarterback in the future. You still want to see it. 216-474-0092. I'm going to get to you guys. Is Shador the only quarterback you really care about out of this mix? One's old. One is a journeyman. One is arguably overdrafted. The other one, big ceiling. Major star.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.